The Cowboys right now are actually out on the practice field.
Barely.
They are wearing shorts, and of course they're, they all get to wear their jersey because it's Friday before a game. So you get to wear that to school.
They're all going
to
let her.
But I don't think they're wearing helmets even.
No pads.
They've got...
No helmets at all.
Some guys have like orange skull caps on. Some guys have baseball hats.
The orange is just... You know, when they're working on special teams, they'll put all the guys on punt cover in orange, and then all the guys in punt return, and not in orange. Because, you know, some are in white jerseys, some are in blue, but when you do punt cover and punt return...
All right, I didn't know that.
That's not always the case.
Do you think if they didn't have the jerseys on, Wade could identify every single player on the team?
I'd like to think so. He sees them every day.
It has been like 4 or 5 years he's been here, right?
Although your boy got cut. Matt Nichols, as soon as he became the default setting for Cowboys.
Back to Matt Tepper, right?
So, see you at the crossroads, Matt Nichols. You know what that really means is Stephen McGee is going to play a ton tomorrow night.
Find another. Oh, that's right, before the game and everything.
Yeah.
Find another.
Yes, he is.
Give me this 70th guy on the roster because I don't want to pick Tepper.
You don't want Matt Tepper?
Because he's a good friend of ours.
Well.
So we'll find a new default. Okay. Punchline name.
Well, they just signed a new tight end. The guy they signed yesterday is probably a good candidate.
Martin Rucker?
Martin Rucker.
Donovan, we're going to play some audio in this segment. Do you want to do yours first and then mine, or mine first and then yours? What do you think?
Do yours first.
Ooh, that means Donovan is claiming his is pretty good.
Not really good.
That means he wants to have the closer. He wants to have the funny, the big high to end on.
I
want to
be Kira Sedgwick.
All right. I don't get that.
Well, that was time.
Really weird.
That show is the closer, dude. That show is it's called the closer.
Oh, got boy. Me some iPod sound here.
Thank
Eric.
You.
You really know your audience.
Damn right.
Kira Sedgwick jokes.
Damn right.
All right. Tired of doing the wacky radio liners, we decided to do some kind of different liners. We did this, in fact, with our good friend Mike Tepper a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio, and we did it again with Sam Hurd, Jay Ratliff, and the controversial Roy Williams.
Wow.
Here's the new liner, Bob, and we'll see if you like this.
Okay.
Hi, this is Sam Hurd of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to two funny, good-looking, aspiring football soul, Bob and Dan, on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Thank you very much.
I want to do that, too.
Now,
see, well, I didn't hear that.
I want to do that, too.
Do you like that liner?
Well, see, I like it on its own merits. I feel like you don't have to do anything to it, but now I'm excited because I heard a few important consonants that if followed.
Now you know the game. And
now I know the game.
You're trying to figure out what he's saying.
And what you're going to make him say.
Okay, so of course Sam Hurd. That sounded like a very innocuous, in fact, a very G-rated liner, did it not? What he said about us, that we're funny, good-looking, we're inspiring. Or aspiring. I think he mispronounced aspiring football souls.
I don't mind being inspiring.
Anyway, but if you put some well-placed editing and lay a beep down, all of a sudden we can play this game of what are you thinking? You know? Here you go.
Hi, this is Sam Hurd of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to two f***ing Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Thank you very much.
And then who says they want to do it?
Some fan is out there signing autographs.
Well, let's pretend it was Jay Ratliff that said he wanted to
do it. Okay, it was Jay Ratliff.
Because Donovan then walked over to Jay Ratliff.
Jay Ratliff.
Read the same thing.
This is Jay Ratliff for the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to the two funny, they're not very good looking, not aspiring at all, Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Thank you very much.
He totally messed that up. He didn't even read what was on the page.
Does he know how to read?
Let's see. Can we do anything with this?
Can it be doctored?
This is Jay Ratliff for the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to the two f***ing Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty good.
Whoa. What accent was that, Donovan?
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Thank you very much.
There was something.
Thank you very much.
There's a little more to that.
That has nothing to do with jive.
I think you were doing.
That was actually.
Like you're doing
English,
the Thriller dance
it's
there.
An English accent. I want it to be like Jax.
The Ticket.
Thank you very much. It's actually Jax.
Governor.
Sound like Welsh.
And now Roy Williams. always in the news, always controversial, sometimes controversial for claiming that he will never speak to the media again. And I'm going on a radio tour to announce this fact. And then I'm going to write a book and then talk about the fact that I don't talk.
Totally done with media.
But here he is, like I said the other day, Donovan's beard is like a magnet for the Blathlete on the Cowboys. And they all just are best friends with Donovan immediately when they see that beard, including the reclusive Roy Williams. Here he's reading our G-rated liner that even a preacher could enjoy.
All right, one last thing. Could you read that for me? Hi, this is Roy Williams of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to two funny, good-looking, inspiring football souls, Bob and Dan, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right.
All right. Now, the doctored Roy Williams liner, the one that we'll play out of breaks.
All right, one last thing. Could you read that for me? Hi, this is Roy Williams of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to two f***ing f***ing Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right.
He's so calm when he attacks us.
Play that one again.
Why doesn't he like us?
All right, one last thing.
But you're right. It is very calm. And
hi, this is Roy Williams of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to two f***ing f***ing Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right.
All right.
If you listen to this real closely, if you're a guy that
here's some Barry White
sits editing this and listening to the real, like, aspiring, it just doesn't seem to work. I went to the dictionary. I was looking for better words. But
what great use of the dictionary.
I'll take
Webster certainly didn't think you were doing that.
Well,
but hey, it's very versatile.
They really didn't know what they'd be used for in the end.
That's true.
All right.
So I want to get it right.
We have one more bit here. Well, do you want to carry it over? Or want to be super on time? And then, or should
I
we
think
just play
we should
right
always
here?
Aspire to be super on time. The Cowboys doing their walkthrough right now in preparation for tomorrow night. What do we got? 8 o'clock start?
What's the commercial load like, Gerbs? Would we be too
pretty
super
short
on time? All right, let's just do this here then.
Okay. So
because in the next segment, we'll probably go out and do wireless and
just
stuff.
Just wanted to try to do this recurring Miles Austin bit. Now, before Miles Austin became Miles Austin, the very first training camp back at 06, he's undrafted, he's a rookie. I'm trying to get someone to sing with me. I can't get Kevin Burnett. Keith Burnett? Kevin Burnett.
Yeah. Kevin Burnett, yeah.
Couldn't get him to do it.
You couldn't get anyone we had heard of.
Right, right.
Miles Austin was the default last guy on the roster.
Yes, he was.
In fact, you were reminding me as we were driving around the other day, when you brought back Miles Austin, Bob and I both kind of put our head down on the table.
That's
like,
right.
Dude.
Who?
You got to go at, like, getting Roy Williams, that's what you get. You don't get the guy no one's ever heard of.
Who
the
is that?
And undrafted?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Monmouth or whatever. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So let's hear what that sounded like in 06.
What's in your iPod?
My iPod's got a little bit of Eminem, got a lot of East Coast rap, and every once in a while I'll smooth it down with a little Marvin Gaye.
All right, now, what's your favorite Eminem song?
Eminem, probably, Cleaning Out My Closet, I'm guessing.
Okay, The Oscar-winning song, Lose Control, is probably his best song.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the one a lot of guys use. I got that one, too, but for the most part, it's mostly East Coast rap.
Man, I think I'd get paid like $50 if me and you can do a line of the Eminem song right here, Lose Control.
I can't think of one right now.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You never, ever let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to roll.
Exactly. That's how I feel about this Cowboys.
There you go, my man. I appreciate that, bro.
All right.
Good luck, bro.
Boy, I just cut him off, didn't I? All right, so the next...
I know we've billed that as Donovan sings with Miles Austin. In re-listening, he sang like three words. And you sang, like, he kind of joined in for a second.
Right,
but
right.
It's really Donovan sings two Miles
sure.
Austin.
Okay. So the next year in San Antonio, I tried to keep the thing going because Miles Austin made the team. He didn't do anything, but
right.
He made it. He's there for another training camp.
Yes.
So that's Hero 7.
Yeah, what's your favorite song in your iPod right now?
My favorite song? You know, I always listen to a Lil Wayne. I listen to Lil Wayne. I listen to Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
I listen to Lil Shaka Khan, you know.
Oh, what you got with Shaka Khan? I'm down
you know,
with
Shaka Khan
man.
And Rufus. We got the...
Tell me something good.
Wow.
Tell me that you lie. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, that's another good year, dog. Yeah, me and you girls always do it. American Idol or Dance Fever or something.
Take it everywhere. Me and Sam and you, we just going to get three of us, and we do a little trio.
We're going to take it, man.
Yeah, we're going to take it all the way. I'll be on the drums, and, you know, you can do it. I'll sing with you.
I don't think I have enough ass to be Chaka Khan. Now,
you can be Rufus. I'll be Chaka.
I know now, man, because you kind of pretty. So maybe we can take Chaka Khan. That's what I'm saying.
We can do what we can.
Yeah, you
we'll
get the long hair and all that, and it's all good.
Yeah, we'll see
that's
we
what I'm
do.
Saying,
we'll
man.
See how it goes.
That's year two.
Okay. We're having fun here with Miles Austin.
Having
absolutely.
Fun.
And if you'll notice, no interruptions. Donovan really gets Miles Austin to himself.
Right.
Nobody else is interested in talking to this guy who now they've barely heard of, but only because they kind of remember his name from the previous season.
Year number three. I think it would even take another step forward in year number three. Let's go with
year
Miles.
Year number three. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say. He's worked his way up.
Yeah, he's working his
way up to now. He's a dark horse at the table. We might say, hey, look out for Miles Austin.
Could
There's a lot
asleep.
Of good buzz.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Go.
So I don't know what we got, what's hot or what you got going in your mind right now, but we got to do something. This is a camp tradition, man.
Yeah, we got to keep it going. We can hit some of that. What you want to hit?
Got a little old school in your mind?
Okay. I've got sunshine.
Wow, now he's
on
starting.
Right. Cloudy day.
Ooh, ooh.
Like he remembered
when
you and everything?
Cold outside. I've got the month of May.
Well, now he's into it.
I guess you say what can make me feel this way. My girl. Talking about my girl.
There you go, man.
Wow. I don't think that's been played often enough, to be honest with you.
So now.
That is substantial.
I think that's probably a one and done. We should.
Now Miles Austin is Miles Austin.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl receiver, Kim Kardashian, all that. So I wanted to keep this camp tradition going.
Sure.
It's running. But since Miles Austin has MA19 on his shorts.
Dude, I was watching this scene.
He kind of keeps his helmet on now, you know. He's Miles Austin.
He's got John Jock and Clarence Hill on him. He's got a horde of other reporters walking with him.
Is this the equivalent of...
People are screaming after him, and Donovan is just trying to talk to him as he walks, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Is this the equivalent of Tony Romo hanging out with us at Sneaky
Exactly
Peaks
right.
For an
he
hour?
Did, he did not stop walking as I'm trying to get him to sing something with me, and it has failed, so let's bring it here right now.
We gotta do our bit, man. We haven't done our bit this year.
No, we haven't.
Well, what you got for you? You got a second for me?
No, I'm just about to roll up out of here. What do you need?
You know, man, we sing every training camp.
What song are you looking for?
You got a little Michael Jackson in you?
I got no mic in me. I don't know no mic.
You don't know no mic in you?
Hey, Todd. I'll holler at you, brother.
Okay.
All right, man,
who you got in you?
Who I got? I don't know who I got. Probably nobody in
you. You got a little Wayne in you?
I know some Wayne. A little bit of Wayne. What song?
You know my favorite song, Wayne song right now is?
What's that?
Mrs. Officer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's it.
And by this time,
by that time,
they had got Donovan started with him at midfield, but then they were at the goalpost, and you know that's where the
fence, and I can't go past the fence, right?
And
after that,
Miles
just
was not stopping at all.
No, sir.
He was making
off.
A beeline for Kim Kardashian and
Chili's.
Well,
so we remember when we knew these guys,
right? Right.
That's why now we are making real good friends with Mike Tepper.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to talk to
him. I'm a little sad by that, man.
Well,
you know,
they grow up. You
I
know what?
I thought we had a little something special.
You know what the good news is? They come back to us when they retire.
Okay. Right.
You know?
Right.
When they want to get into the media.
I can't wait for that.